Hello, lovely people, and welcome to my podcast, Gems with M. I am your host, Shell Donald, and today's topics are women feminine products should be free, healthcare should be free, why do people from out of town get jobs faster than people in their own state, southern states pay $7 to $8 for minimum wage, football season, new music, working fast food versus corporate, customer service on both spectrums, veterans deserve more, which is the better platform for exposure, what for better or worse in a marriage mean, and an update on my life. All right, you guys, so y'all know I missed out on doing two episodes of a podcast for the past 2 weeks because your girl been working and trying to remotely get a new better job. Don't get me wrong, I love the job that I work at, but I need something that brings in more income because this is not working, and I don't believe in working dead-end jobs when I don't fucking have to. So your girl been putting in that work, but you know, I own my own business as well. So in order to fund it, you got to have the money. You got to have a moolah. You ain't got no clients coming in. You got to have something back in that. But anyway, that's the little update on my life. And I will be dropping every Tuesday like I promised y'all. Today y'all will get an episode, and then I'll drop another episode on top of that in the next hour or so. I just got to get the rest of my topics up that I was supposed to talk about. But anyway, the first topic was women feminine products should be free. I feel like because we bleed every month, our products should be free, not just because we go through to bear children. We should have free healthcare, free feminine products, whether it's the pads, tampons, the cup to for your cycle, menstrual cycle, whatever. I feel like that should be free. We shouldn't even be paying for that at all. It's damn near when you go in the store. It used to be $2 for a 20 something or 40 count of fucking pads. Now it's like $10 to $14 fucking dollars for a pack of pads. What if I don't have $10? What if I have only $5? What if I have only $3? How the fuck am I not supposed, I'm not supposed to bleed? What, I'm supposed to wrap tissue down there and not fucking bleed? Like, that's unsanitary. That's nasty. And I feel like in every state that should be free. Women feminine products should be fucking free. But I'd be here all day saying what we should be able to get, especially when it comes to healthcare. Healthcare, they say healthcare is free, but they deny you for healthcare. No matter what it is, you could be working a good ass job and you get denied for healthcare. I don't understand that, but that's another topic for another day. You know, healthcare should be free. That was one of the topics that I was explaining to my husband about, that healthcare and women feminine products should be free. We go through all this shit just for you to go to, say, for instance, a certain dentist or a doctor, and the first thing they say, I don't take your healthcare. You should be able to take any healthcare. It should be universal when it comes to healthcare. That's what I feel. All right, next topic. Why do people from out of town get jobs faster than you? I've noticed that over my 30-some years of living, my 30 years of living in Columbus, Georgia, my whole life of being here, people from out of town get jobs faster than us, and I don't know if it's because it's the qualification or what. I mean, I have a perfect clean record when it comes to jobs, so I don't know. But I've seen that happen to me and several of my friends and families or whatever you name it. I've seen that happen to several people, and I'm just like, is it because they're from another state, or is it because this person, you know, already experienced someone like this person? Or, I mean, you never know what it is, and I never understood why no one never explained that to me, because that's bogus to me that I can't get a job in my state, but somebody from out of town or miles away can get a job here faster than me, and I need the damn job. That's crazy to me. It's really low down for me. That's just not for me, but for people fucking in general. I never understand that. But anyways, next topic. As y'all should know, if you stay in the southern state, you should know how this go. But Georgia is notorious for it. Well, Columbus, Georgia is notorious for it. Motherfuckers ain't paid attention to the fact the minimum wage went up to like damn near $10 to $12. These motherfuckers still got paying you $7 to $8 some shit that they was paying in 2011 or fucking 10 or, you know, just back in the day. We are in the current year 2022. That's not minimum wage, baby. That's child's play. That's a child's paycheck. I can't do shit with that. I'm not in high school, and even if you're in high school, you really can't do shit with that but put gas in your car. You better put gas in your car, because where I stay, if you work in Alabama but you stay in Georgia, you're getting taxed for two fucking states. Which is fucking ridiculous to me, because I don't even follow that shit. Well, why the fuck I'm getting taxed for two damn states? That's crazy. So you're telling me I gotta stay in Alabama just to get, not to get taxed for Alabama and Georgia? Nah, not going for that. Anyway, football season. As y'all know, if you don't know, I'm a Roll Tide fan. Always to the death of me, because your girl been a Roll Tide fan since the beginning of time, since Julio Jones was playing it, even before then. But anyway, rep y'all teams proudly, because the season starts. My team season starts September 3rd, and I will be loud and proud probably at every motherfucking game if I can be. If I can't be, it's really going to be at the home games, you know what I'm saying? we on deck. But I don't like how this football season changed from being in August to now fucking September. Like, I'm not understanding what's up with the schedules and shit when it comes to sports nowadays. They just pushed everything the fuck back. I did not understand that. Nah, I don't get it. I really don't. All I got to say is, let the tide begin, baby. Next topic. All right, new music. There's a lot of new artists out here. There's a lot. My girl Megan Stan came out with her album. Tankler came out with his new album. Tink came out with her new album. Man, the streets have been on fire when it came to music. It's some true gems out here that y'all don't need to overlook, man. It's a lot of new albums that is out. You know, Lotto had her album out. You know, Nardo Wick came out with his album. It's a lot of artists that have a lot of potential that I've been listening to. But, you know, I'm an old school junkie. I'm a whole R&B, you know, head. And, you know, I love hip-hop. I love, you know, you name it, I love it. But y'all need to check out some of this new music, because there's some new heat out here for you know, for this summer, for the, you know, for the fall that's rolling in. Y'all get with it. Get with it, y'all. Anyways, next topic, working fast food versus corporate. Working fast food and working corporate are two different fucking, totally different fucking lanes, honestly. Working corporate, you know, you're dealing with higher up. You're dealing with, you know, the suit and tie effect of everything. You're dealing with the behind the scenes of what goes on within that company. Working fast food, you're just working under the fast food chain. You're working below corporate. That's, you know, that's like entry level. You're not working with corporate. You're working above, or you're working under corporate, because corporate is keeping an eye on everything that you and your company does. So honestly, I would rather work for corporate, and corporate America is hard to fucking get into. You got to be damn near squeaky clean to get into corporate America. I don't care what nobody say. You got to know somebody, or you got to know something. You got to have some type of high qualifications for corporate. When working fast food, they'll let anybody work for them, honestly. As long as you know how to work and you got reliable transportation, they'll take anybody. I've noticed that about majority of jobs that I work. I've graduated the top of my class. I, you know, have college education. I do. And I'm very proficient with, you know, Excel, very well in technology and, you know, equipment and stuff like that. And people take anything out of this. And I just don't understand that, honestly. But anyway, we're not going to stay on that topic, because I'll be here all night talking about goddamn, you know, fast food and the corporate chain and all that. But, you know, for the next topic, customer service on both spectrums, as being a customer and, you know, serving the customer, y'all got to respect people, man. I don't care how nasty somebody is, report their ass to corporate, do what you got to do. But I'm not getting out of character, because ain't no telling what these folks can do to y'all fucking food. This ain't just fast food. That's anywhere you go. These folks can fuck y'all over. Don't have these folks talking y'all any kind of way. Don't talk to these folks any kind of way. They start getting out of line with you, get their supervisor. You can't get their supervisor, go above their head and get fucking corporate. I be damned if you gonna spit at my motherfucking food, because I'm gonna beat your ass. I be damned if you fuck up my paperwork, I'm gonna whoop your ass for real then. You fucking with my Skrilla. You fucking with my money. Don't play with me. And being on that side, be courteous, y'all. Y'all being nasty ass customers and shit. And that's Don't come up in somebody's establishment. You got that type of energy there, or you need to stay the fuck at home. You need to order online and just be done with it. Ain't no need for all that nasty acting. Stay your ass at home. Play it safe. Because y'all don't know what these folks do. Y'all see folks getting killed in these motherfucking restaurants, getting their ass whooped, or catching shit. Y'all better watch who y'all talking to, man. No matter if you're the customer or you're serving the customer. Have some fucking decency to that. If you know you ain't feeling today, don't bring your ass to work. You know you're not feeling it, don't take your ass in these folks' establishment showing your ass when you ain't got no real reason to be doing that shit, because you caused that shit. Use your common sense. Stay the fuck at home. Next topic. Veterans deserve more. Nah, I'm married to a veteran. Me and my husband have known each other 19 years. That's my heart. It's my soul there. My husband did 4 years in the military. Got blowed up. Got shot. Got stabbed. And the way these motherfucking... The way the VA and the way just states and people in general treat veterans is wrong. It's fucked up. They deserve more than what y'all give them. They served this country. They damn near lost their lives and gave their lives for y'all. For them to what? Come home with a pat on the fucking back? They have to fight for their fucking money when they gave y'all their life. They signed up to do this? For this fucking country? And y'all give them a fucking pat on the back and subscribe to some ads and call them fucking crazy? Tell them they mental and shit like that? You don't know what the fuck they done went through. These veterans deserve more respect and love than y'all fucking giving them. These people have risked their lives for y'all in our country. And you know what they get? Nothing. They end up homeless. They got to fight for their benefits. They get told they can't get it. They get told just numerous things that y'all don't even see on the eye level, because guess what? We're fucking civilians. They back in the civilian world with us. There ain't no perks for them. There ain't no red carpet fucking rolled out for them when they come home. They don't get shit. And I'm speaking as a wife. and someone who's married to a veteran. I've seen it firsthand how that shit go. I've watched my husband apply for benefits and guess what? Get turned down. He goes to jobs. They turn him down because they told him he overqualified because of his skill set or what he done went through in the military and shit like that. I watched my husband beg these folks that he needed medicine and all types of shit for his back pains and, you know, him being blowed up and, you know, the blunt force trauma he had to his head and shit like that. And y'all telling me I'm supposed to let motherfuckers talk to me in the kind of way, call me crazy, and I don't get shit? Oh, no. No. Because, see, my veteran gonna go there with y'all. He ain't one of them. That shit is foul play. That's somebody's parent, somebody's child, somebody y'all fucking playing with like that. VA, y'all need to do better. As far as healthcare, money-wise, y'all should be supplying these veterans with what the fuck they need to get through in their everyday life. They got a damn near struggle to get any goddamn thing. And they shouldn't have to. They deserve better. But I ain't gonna stay on that topic because I be showing my ass all night about that. Anyway, next topic, which is the better platform for exposure? TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter? Honestly, I feel like TikTok has came up on the rise, honestly. Facebook, somewhat, but, it got to be reposted. It's a lot that goes into that. But TikTok, I feel like you can do it if you stay consistent with it. Instagram, with the reels and stories, I feel like you can get somewhere with that. Twitter has been notoriously high for that. You can make it with Twitter, bro. You can. I feel like you can. But TikTok been on the rise for real. So I feel like, honestly, all tied into one, you really can get exposure either way. But depends on what type of exposure you're trying to get, whether it's good or bad, you know, you name it. It's on you. Pick your poison, baby. Next topic, what for better or worse means in marriage? My mom recently got, I didn't update y'all. She had a knee replacement surgery, which y'all probably seen on Twitter. And my mother is making it well. Now, I will say this. I've had friends, family, you name it. I've seen the for better for them and the worst for them. I've seen the worst and for better for myself as well, being a married woman, a happily married woman at that. I've seen for better or worse in our marriage as well. But for better or worse means motherfucker through sickness, through health, through all. That don't mean you get to skip out when the words start fucking flying in. No, there ain't no cop out. You shouldn't have got married if you gonna do that. You should stay your ass single. You weren't ready for this goddamn fight in this ring. You should have stayed your ass single. You're not gonna always have for better, y'all. There are going to be rough days. Ain't shit guaranteed in life nowadays. You're going to have to go through some shit, is what I'm telling you. Stop trying to skip over the worst just to have the good. You got to go through the worst to know what it feels like, to have that back and to have that standpoint, that ground to know, damn, the shit was to go to shit today. I got us. We got us. There ain't no iron team, y'all. It should be a level playing field. But some of y'all don't get that. Y'all don't grasp that because the first thing y'all see is, cutesy pictures, the fancy cars, the fancy houses, and all this shit, the fancy job. Y'all don't see the struggling from meal to meal, day by day. You don't see the goddamn not having money for gas, the working the dead-end job, the can't provide for you or your fucking kids, your goddamn self, let alone. You gotta do outlandish or probably illegal shit to keep your lights on, whoever it goes to. Kudos to you for doing whatever you gotta do for you and yours, but damn, it should not be like that in life. It shouldn't be like that in life at all. That shit is fucking terrible. I'm talking about terrible as hell. Ain't no way, man. Life should not be this fucked up. And if you know you ain't built for better or worse, keep your ass out of these folks' courthouse or out of these folks' church to get married and bowing to God that you're going to do right by your significant other. Because there's so much that goes into that that some of y'all don't even meet the fucking requirements for it. And yes, I'm going to say it for some of y'all, because some of y'all need to hear. Marriage ain't for everybody, and some of y'all ain't marriage material. Let it go. I believe everybody should be happy, but if you know you're not one of them people that's willing to give your all and put your all into your marriage, then you need to chalk it up, pack it the fuck up, and go home. And I hope y'all understand what I'm saying. I hope y'all understand where I'm coming from. Next episode will be dropping probably in the next couple hours after I finish these topics up and finish getting my content out for the day. I love y'all, and I will see y'all on the next episode. Peace.